Welcome to another episode of the MMA and Sports Betting Podcast, where I preview and give my predictions for every MMA fight from a betting perspective. I also give out the bets I'm making in the other sports for the week, if I have any at the time of recording. As always, I am your host, Michael Gracchi, and let's get started with UFC Boston. The UFC is at the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts on Friday night for UFC on ESPN 6. The main event takes place in the light heavyweight division, where Chris Weidman takes on Dominic Reyes. The co-main takes place in the featherweight division, where Yair Rodriguez faces off against Jeremy Stephens. Also on the main card, Greg Hardy takes on Ben Sassoli. We have Joe Lozon facing off against Jonathan Pierce. On the women's side, we have Macy Barber going up against Jillian Robertson. And finally, Duran Nguyen takes on Darren Stewart. So let's get started with the main card. And in the main event, we have Chris Weidman with a record of 14-4. He's taking on Dominic Reyes. He is undefeated with 11 wins and 0 losses. Current odds has Dominic Reyes minus 170, comeback on Chris Weidman is plus 140. So Chris Weidman makes his light heavyweight debut against Dominic Reyes on Friday night. The former UFC middleweight champion has fallen on hard times in the octagon as of late. He's 1-4 in his last 5 fights. After dropping the title to Luke Rockhold at UFC 194, Weidman lost to Yoel Romero via knockout at UFC 205, and then Gegard Mousasi finished him in the second round at UFC 210. Weidman finally got a victory by defeating Kelvin Gastelum via submission at UFC on Fox 25, but lost his most recent fight to Ronaldo Souza at UFC 230. Fighting out of the Cerro Longo camp, Weidman has 6 wins via knockout to go along with 4 by submission in his 14 career victories. At 35 years of age, he'll make the walk for the 19th time. 29-year-old Dominic Reyes is undefeated in 11 pro fights. His most recent victory occurred at UFC Fight Night 147, where he defeated Volkan Uzdemir via split decision. That was a fight many thought he lost, including myself. But nonetheless, 8 of his 11 wins ended inside the distance, 6 via knockout, and 2 by way of submission. Reyes is very athletic and likes to push a pace. I feel he'll have the advantage over Weidman on the feet. He'll be the bigger, taller fighter and look to stay on the outside. Weidman, on the other hand, is by far the better wrestler and ground fighter. Weidman must have success getting Reyes to the ground because I don't think he's going to be able to win a striking battle. I'm also a bit concerned with the amount of damage Weidman has taken and whether his chin is gone from it. If Reyes is successful at stuffing the takedown, I think he pieces Weidman up on the feet. Considering this is a 5-round fight, I'll be curious to see how Reyes' cardio holds up. I wouldn't be surprised to see him slow down in the later rounds, thus opening the door for Weidman. That being said, though, I am taking Dominic Reyes by TKO as my official pick. But as far as from a betting perspective, I'll be passing on this fight. Moving on to the co-main event, we have Yair Rodriguez with a record of 11-2 with 1 no contest, taking on Jeremy Stephens. Stephens has a record of 28-16 with 1 no contest. Current odds is dead even on this one. Both Rodriguez and Stephens are both minus 115. Yair Rodriguez and Jeremy Stephens meet again after their brief encounter at UFC Mexico, which ended in a no contest due to an accidental eye poke from Rodriguez. Prior to the Stephens bout, Rodriguez bounced back after getting dismantled by Frankie Edgar at UFC 211 by finishing the Korean zombie Chan Sung Jung at UFC Fight Night 139 with 1 second left in the fight. It was a fight the Korean zombie would have won handedly had he not gotten caught with the craziest up elbow you'll ever see. 6 of the Mexican-born fighter's 11 career wins ended inside the distance, 4 via knockout to go along with 2 by submission. The 27-year-old will make the walk for the 15th time on Friday night. Jeremy Stephens enters his fight against Rodriguez looking to halt a 2-fight skid. The losses were to Jose Aldo at UFC on Fox 30 via first-round TKO and Zabit Magomedsharipov via unanimous decision at UFC 235. The 33-year-old is definitely a finisher. 21 of his 28 career victories ended inside the distance, 19 of them via knockout, and Friday's bout will be the UFC veteran's 46th professional fight. Jeremy Stephens has fought every big name in the division, so there isn't anything Rodriguez can throw at him that he hasn't seen before. He's a physical fighter with a ton of power. I expect both fighters to be content with standing and trading. I look for Yair to try and push the pace and out-volume Stephens on the feet, while Stephens will look to load up and search for the knockout. My official pick in this one is going to be Rodriguez by decision. And from a betting perspective, now that this is a three-round fight, I am considering a play on Rodriguez at minus 115. Next up, we have Greg Hardy with a record of 5-1 taking on Ben Sassoli with a record of 7-2 with one no contest. Current odds has Greg Hardy minus 300, comeback on Ben Sassoli's plus 240. So after losing to Alan Crowder via disqualification due to an illegal knee at UFC Fight Night 143, Greg Hardy has rattled off two straight wins. He defeated Dmitry Smolikov via TKO in the first round at UFC Fight Night 150, and then he beat Juan Adams also via first round TKO at UFC on ESPN4. All five of his victories are by knockout. The 31-year-old will make the walk for the seventh time on Friday night. Ben Sassoli was on a four-fight win streak on the regional scene when he fought Dustin Johnson to a no contest due to an eye poke at Dana White's Contender Series in his most recent fight. Six of the Australian-born fighters' seven pro wins ended inside the distance, all via knockout. This will be the 29-year-old's 11th pro bout. Sassoli just wings punches wildly with no technique whatsoever. Hardy is stronger and more athletic than almost the entire UFC heavyweight roster, and to stand and trade with him is a huge mistake. So my official pick here is going to be Hardy by TKO. Again, he's just going to be the more athletic, stronger fighter. And from a betting perspective, I did play Greg Hardy at minus 285, which I did post on Twitter a few days ago. I'm also going to take a look at under the round total, being probably 1.5. I didn't take a look at the odds prior to recording, but I'm definitely going to look at under 1.5 rounds closer we get to the fight. Next up, we have Joe Lauzon with a record of 27-15 taking on Jonathan Pierce. He has a record of 7-3. Current odds has Jonathan Pierce minus 170. Comeback on Joe Lauzon is plus 140. Longtime UFC veteran Joe Lauzon enters Friday's bout on a three-fight losing streak and is 1-4 over his last five fights. His most recent loss was at UFC 223, where he was defeated by Chris Grutzemacher via TKO. The one win was a split decision over Marcin Held at UFC Fight Night 103. This will be his 42nd professional fight and 27th for the UFC. Of the 35-year-old's 27 career victories, 17 are via submission to go along with 8 by knockout. Jonathan Pierce got his big break by defeating Jacob Rosales via TKO at Dana White's Contender Series in his most recent fight. Pierce enters the fight on a 4-fight winning streak, including going 2-0 under the Bellator banner. Six of his pro victories ended inside the distance, 5 via knockout. The 27-year-old will make the walk for the 11th time when he steps into the cage opposite Lauzon. Pierce is obviously the younger, fresher fighter with more power. It's no secret Joe Lauzon's career is coming to an end. He has his own school and is probably only coming back so he can retire in the area he's originally from. Pierce likes to push the pace and is the better striker here. Lauzon is very hittable and has taken a ton of damage throughout his career. And because of that, my official pick here is going to be Pierce by TKO. And from a betting perspective, I am passing on the side, but fight doesn't go the distance might be worth taking a look at. Moving to the women's flyweight division, we have Macy Barber, who is undefeated with a record of 7-0. She is taking on Jillian Robertson with a record of 7-3. Current odds has Macy Barber minus 140. Comeback on Robertson is plus 110. So Macy Barber has yet to taste defeat as a professional fighter. Her most recent victory was at UFC Fight Night 148, where she defeated JJ Aldrich via TKO in the second round. Six of the 21-year-old's seven career wins ended inside the distance, four via knockout to go along with two by way of submission. Jillian Robertson enters the fight riding a modest two-fight win streak. Her most recent victory was at UFC 240, where she finished Sarah Frodo in the second round. Six of the Canadian's seven wins ended inside the distance, five of them via submission. This will be the 24-year-old's 11th pro fight. Robertson is an aggressive fighter, and I expect her to keep constant pressure on Barber throughout the fight. Jillian is going to try and get the fight to the ground. Barber, on the other hand, is the bigger fighter with more power in her hands. She's also the more athletic fighter, in my opinion. She will want to keep the fight standing, where she's by far the superior striker. I'm going with Macy Barber in this spot. I think she'll be able to defend the takedown and piece Robertson up on the feet. I do like the confidence of Robertson she has been showing as of late, though. And just a side note, I did pick Frodo in Robertson's last fight, so haven't been picking the right side on Jillian Robertson fights as of late. But my official pick here is going to be Macy Barber by decision. And from a betting perspective, I did play a Barber at minus 140. And leading off the main card, we have Duran Nguyen with an undefeated record of 6-0, taking on Darren Stewart with a record of 10-4 with one no contest. Current odds has Nguyen minus 135. Comeback on Stewart is plus 105. Duran Nguyen has yet to lose a fight as a pro. His most recent victory occurred at UFC Fight Night 154, where he beat Eric Spicely via unanimous decision. Four of the American Kickboxing Academy product's six career wins ended inside the distance, all via knockout. This will be the 30-year-old's seventh pro fight. Darren Stewart is 1-1 in his previous two fights. He lost to Edmund Sheboygan via split decision at the Ultimate Fighter 28 finale, but bounced back by defeating Bevan Lewis via unanimous decision at UFC 238. Seven of the English-born fighter's 10 pro wins ended inside the distance, all via knockout. At 28 years old, Stewart will make the walk for the 16th time when he steps into the octagon opposite Nguyen on Friday night. Stewart is the bigger fighter with better striking and more power. Nguyen is an excellent wrestler and will try to get the fight to the ground early and often. Both fighters have clear paths to victory. Nguyen must get the fight to the ground, while Stewart must be able to stuff the takedown attempts and force Nguyen to stand and strike with them. I think Nguyen's game plan will win out here, so my official pick is going to be Duran Nguyen by decision. And from a betting perspective, I will be passing on this one. So that's the main card. Let's take a commercial break, and when we return, we will dive into the prelim portion of the card. All right, we are back. Let's get into the prelims. Charles Rosa, with a record of 11-3, takes on Manny Bermudez with a record of 14-1. Current odds has Manny Bermudez minus 155. Comeback on Charles Rosa plus 125. Manny Bermudez suffered the first loss of his career in his most recent fight when he dropped a unanimous decision to Casey Kenney at UFC 241. 25-year-old is a submission machine, winning 11 of 14 fights by tapout. Boston's own Charles Rosa is 3-2 over his previous five. The American Kickboxing Academy product's last fight was in April of 2017 at UFC 210, where he lost to Shane Burgos via knockout. I expect a good ground battle in this one. That said, I don't know what to expect from Rosa after such a long layoff. And because of that, I will be taking Bermudez by submission. But from a betting perspective, again, just because I'm not sure what to expect from Rosa here, I will be passing on this fight. Next up in the women's flyweight division, we have Molly McCann with a record of 9-2, taking on Diana Balbida with a record of 11-4. Current odds has McCann minus 585, comeback on Balbida's plus 410. Diana Balbida makes her UFC debut on Friday when she steps into the octagon opposite Molly McCann on Friday. She enters the fight on a four-fight win streak. 10 of her 13 pro wins ended inside the distance, but she's been subbed in three of her four losses. After losing her UFC debut to Jillian Robertson at UFC Fight Night 130, Molly McCann has rattled off two straight victories. She defeated Priscilla Cochera at UFC Fight Night 147 and Ariane Lipsky at UFC Fight Night 154. Both wins were via unanimous decision. My official pick in this one is Molly McCann by decision, and from a betting perspective, I will be passing on this fight. There is no way in hell I am backing Molly McCann at almost 6-1 odds. God bless you if you choose to do so. Next up, we have Kyle Bochniak with a record of 8-4, taking on Sean Woodson, who is undefeated with a record of 6-0. Current odds has Bochniak with minus 140, comeback on Woodson is plus 110. Sean Woodson makes his UFC debut after knocking out Terrence McKinney in the second round at Dana White's Contender Series. Half of his six career victories went to the judges' scorecards. Kyle Bochniak enters the fight on a two-fight skid and is 1-3 in his previous four fights. His most recent fight was at UFC 231, where he dropped a split decision to Hakeem Dawodu. My official pick here is Woodson by decision, and from a betting perspective, I am passing. Moving on, we have Randy Costa with a record of 4-1. He goes up against Boston Salmon with a record of 6-2. Current odds has Salmon minus 150. Comeback on Costa is plus 120. Randy Costa lost his UFC debut to Brandon Davis via submission at UFC 236. Prior to his UFC debut, Costa won his first pro fights all by knockout in the very first round. His fight against Davis was the first time he'd been out of the first round in his professional career. Salmon was knocked out by Khalid Taha in his UFC debut, which was at UFC 236. He's 1-2 in his last three fights. Both fighters are big for the division. Costa has huge power, but I think Boston is a more skilled striker. This is a really tough fight to predict because I can see both fighters winning here. I'm going to go with Salmon by decision. I think he bounces back and gets a much needed win. But from a betting perspective, I'm staying far away from this one. This is a hard pass for me. And next up, we have Court McGee with a record of 19-8, taking on Sean Brady with an undefeated record of 10-0. Current odds has Brady minus 225. Comeback on Court McGee is plus 185. This will be Sean Brady's UFC debut. Half of his 10 pro wins went to the judges' scorecards. This will be a big step up in level of competition for Brady when he goes up against the UFC veteran McGee. Although McGee is 1-3 in his previous four fights, his most recent fight was at UFC Fight Night 150, where he dropped a split decision to Diego Lima. Court is a well-rounded fighter, but he doesn't do anything great. He does have excellent cardio and is a real grinder. I will say I am surprised to see the fight line so wide, though. That said, my official pick is going to be Brady by decision. But from a betting perspective, I think this is a dog or pass situation. And for me personally, I'm going to be passing. Next up, we have Brendan Allen taking on Kevin Holland. Brendan Allen comes in with a record of 12-3. Kevin Holland comes in with a record of 15-4. Current odds has Holland minus 170. Comeback on Allen is plus 140. This will be Brendan Allen's UFC debut. He has a deadly submission game. Seven of his 12 pro victories are by way of submission. Again, this is a big step up in level of competition for the 23-year-old. Kevin Holland is a stronger, more athletic fighter. Holland lost his UFC debut to Thiago Santos at UFC 227, but has since rattled off three straight wins. I think he has the advantage on the feet, but once the fight goes to the ground, it's anybody's fight, in my opinion. My official pick here is going to be Holland by decision. I think he'll do enough on the feet to pick up the decision victory, but from a betting perspective, I'll be passing on this one. And finally, we have Daniel Spitz with a record of 6-2 versus Tanner Boser with a record of 16-5-1. Current odds has Boser minus 145. Comeback on Daniel Spitz is plus 115. So Daniel Spitz is 1-2 in the UFC. He lost his most recent fight to Walt Harris at UFC Fight Night 131. He will enjoy a sizable height advantage in this fight. Neither fighter pushes the pace. They're both plodding, and Spitz has awful cardio. I think Boser is the better striker, and he does a better job of mixing up his offense. Both are low-level heavyweights, but I think Boser will have more left in the gas tank and take over in the later rounds. Boser is making his UFC debut, so take that for what it's worth. My official pick here will be Boser by TKO, and from a betting perspective, again, I will be passing on this heavyweight bout. And that will do it for UFC Boston. Let's move on to the bets. Let's recap the bets from last week. My UFC Tampa column, I went 9-5. And in my Bellator 230 column, I went 5-3 in those predictions. I did shit the bed, however, when it came to my UFC bets for UFC Boston last week. I reverse sweep here, ladies and gentlemen. I went 0-3 for minus 3.5 units. I did cut that in half, though, in college football by going 5-3-1. I did pick up 1.7 units there. So it did cut that UFC debacle in half. And then when we came back on Sunday, I finally broke through and swept the board by going 7-0 for plus 7 units. So overall, actually, you know what? I did also go 1-0 in Major League Baseball for 1 unit. So overall, it turned out to be a pretty good weekend, considering the slow start we got off to. So looking at the records here in college football, my year-to-date record is 17-11 for plus 5.55 units. And over in the NFL, my year-to-date record is 14-8 for plus 3.60 units. Overall, I am 32-19 for, looks like, plus 10.15 units. So, pretty good there. So hopefully you guys tailed and won some money as well last weekend. Looking at this coming weekend, in the UFC, I did make two plays, like I mentioned earlier. I do have Greg Hardy minus 285, and I have Macy Barber minus 140. Nothing as of right now in college football. But in the NFL, I did post this also on Twitter. I did take the Chicago Bears, and I weighed the 3 points there. And as soon as I finalize both NFL and college bets for the weekend, I will get those posted as quickly as possible. So that'll do it for this episode of the MMA and Sports Betting Podcast. If you do like the show, I encourage you to check out the MMA and Sports Betting newsletter on Substack. The link to the newsletter is mmaandsportsbetting.substack.com. I would also greatly appreciate it if you hit the subscribe button. The newsletter is free to subscribe to, and you'll get all of my MMA previews and predictions, as well as every bet I make sent directly to your inbox. Again, you can find the newsletter at mmaandsportsbetting.substack.com. You can also follow me, the podcast, and the newsletter on Twitter at Michael Grocchi. That is M-I-C-H-A-E-L. GROCKE. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for the podcast or the newsletter, the email address is MMAandSportsBettingPodcast@gmail.com. So until next time, everyone, enjoy the fights and may all your bets be winners.